Tucked away in Upham's Corner in Boston is a theater that bore witness to the end of World War I, silent films, the start of talkies, and the civil rights movement. But for nearly 15 years now, the Strand Theater in Dorchester hasn't been used to its full potential. Now the city is trying to figure out what the next era of the theater should be. WBUR's Cristela Guerra has the story.
If you were to ask Ramona Alexander what comes to mind when she thinks of the Strand Theater, she'll give you a list.
Community, theater, our people's theater, legacy, Black history in Boston, Black Renaissance, arts Renaissance movement of Boston, lineage, power.
Alexander, now the Dudley Street Neighborhood Initiative's art and culture manager and a longtime actress, remembers getting her start in the 90s with a teen theater troupe called the Strand Teen Players. Once a warm beating heart at the center of one of the nation's most diverse zip codes, The Strand is the only large-scale theater in the city located outside Boston's theater district.
A lot of the rising stars of Boston came through there. It was like the place you had to perform at if you were in the arts in Boston.
The Strand's history includes a lot of peaks and valleys. It started as a vaudeville palace in 1918 and later remained a movie theater until 1969 when it closed due to declining ticket sales. The Strand sat empty for a decade before the city of Boston took it over in 1979, prompted by pressure from residents. The city then leased the Strand to a nonprofit established by local residents for $1 a year until 2004. But by then, the nonprofit faced financial straits and dissolved. Since then, the city has struggled to fill the Strand's 1,400 seats.
I feel like there's a lot of presence in the Strand. It has kind of this majestic, historic quality to me. There's a lot of respect in the Strand.
That's Boston's chief of arts and culture, Cara Elliott Ortega. On a recent Friday, she walks me through the theater.
Let's go on the stage.
Cool.
Wine-colored chairs and carpeting surround the stage. Above, red and gold hues tinge the ceilings. On the wall, patches of old paint meet new. The city just repaired the marquee and installed an elevator.
I think sometimes people feel like there aren't a lot of things going on at the Strand. It was actually booked almost every kind of Friday, Saturday last year. And some things only fill the orchestra, you know, they'll only do 300 seats or something like that, and that's fine. But there are still events that pack the house.
Elliott Ortega says the city has invested close to $20 million into the Strand over the last couple of decades. City officials hope that the theater can appeal to both smaller community events and large-scale productions. But there's a learning curve when a government agency attempts to manage a theater, she admits.
One of the biggest challenges is understanding what's needed in terms of the stage tech, so the line sets and the rigging and the lighting and just really understanding what we need to invest in order for that to be at the place that it needs to be.
To that end, the city has held community meetings for a year and a half to hear from residents on what they want for the Strand. The effort is part of a larger plan to build Upham's Corner as an arts and innovation district.
So there's this funny dichotomy where there's a sense that there's this community of color in Upham's Corner, and so it needs a certain kind of programming, and then there's a larger theater community which is somehow always seen as white.
Lori Lobenstein, program design lead at the Design Studio for Social Intervention, says that people want to see the Strand remain the people's theater.
When what you think about really is that there's this larger African diaspora, Cape Verdean diaspora, like people come from the region to Upham's Corner to go to Brother's Supermarket or to go to their church. So it could serve the region in some ways that are also very relevant to the communities that are here right now.
Ramona Alexander, the actress who spent much of her early years on the Strand stage, says she wants to see this grand old dame of a theater get another shot. And when you ask her what her hope is,
that it remains our theater, that it remains ours, and that everyone has access and feels like they can walk into those doors. Like, I am welcome here. I belong here. I can come in.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Cristela Guerra.